Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go. The girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, cover. Slow it down, baby, take a little longer.
Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby?
content and all this stuff. I mean, I know Fidelity's been working on this for a while now. I mean, they were in talks about it a couple of years ago. And I'm excited that they finally got it, you know, finally up and running. I mean, I know there's a lot of bugs still, you know, that they got to work out. But, hey, guys, it's only the first week, okay? Give it time, all right? No complaining, no bitching, no moaning. We're not even a year into the fucking network, all right? Because this network is going to evolve. It's going to get bigger. It's going to, you know, do great things. And I'm sure we're going to see some great things from it. I mean, and I mean, it's really something that you can't, I mean, me personally, I cannot resist it. You know, it's something I have to get. You know, you get all this content for, you know, $10 a month. I mean, I just subscribed Tuesday, you know, after it came out. You get all this content for $10 a month. That's number one. And number two, you get all 12 live WWE pay-per-views, all broadcasted on the WWE Network. I mean, my very first live broadcast I actually witnessed tonight was the live NXT special known as, you know, NXT Arrival. And I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, I cannot complain. It was actually the best thing I've ever seen. You know, I've never seen anything like it. So, I mean, really, if anything, if you guys, you know, want to, if you guys have any questions, any concerns, any of that type of crap, you know, feel free to, you know, call me in, hit me up, do whatever, you know what I mean, because it's actually, like, really, really, you know, a really, really complex network. You know, I want to have some people to talk to tonight, you know. I know I might not have any tonight, but it would make it a whole hell of a lot more fun for me, you know, and to have somebody to talk to on the show while I'm doing it. And, you know, we can exchange opinions back and forth. But keep it in mind that I am a logical guy and I am a rational guy, all right? And I don't play freedom of speech. On this network, on this show, if you're going to have an opinion, you better be ready to back that shit up with some logical facts and reality, all right? And don't cry freedom of speech, because the second I hear somebody cry freedom of speech, I will hang up on your ass, and I'm not even bullshit. All right? So, that being said, I'm just sitting here watching. I'm actually scrolling through the content right now. I mean, right now, what's on the network right now is the NXT Arrival Show replay. And, like I said, it's really nice. I'm enjoying every second of it. I'm enjoying, you know, you go right here to the schedule. Today's schedule at 11 o'clock, NXT Arrival. Then 1 o'clock, you know, you got WWE Superstars, all this other shit. Whew, man. As a wrestling fan, you cannot resist something like this. This is something that you would never ever probably speak to. Probably never ever see from TNA. I mean, I'm pretty sure. We'll never ever see this again. So, okay, let's see. Where can I get through tonight? Went over to the IWC Logic page, so I actually got in here now. I don't have to rely on my phone anymore. I got legit to internet. So I missed doing it. I'm going to see if I can get somebody involved. So I can get my brother to call in. Anyway, let's see here. Let's listen to this. Straight from the horse's mouth. Triple H, main event player in the hiring of talent, hiring, and WWE. Great here. Shoot straight in WWE NXT conference call about what independent wrestlers need to learn to make it to the WWE. Those whose goal is to be listen and apply. He says that the moves are great, but the biggest thing you need to learn is telling stories. He says slowing down and letting people digest stuff is important. He talked about using killer moves as transition spots, beams, and intuition. And damn, he is right. Learning the art of storytelling is the most important thing. Triple H, my brother. You know, the internet fans are going to hate me for saying this, but of course, I don't give a fuck. Fucking rat's ass what you guys think. So fuck all of you. Triple H is telling the truth. So many of us, including myself, so I'm sure so many workers and so many other people have said this to you guys. The most important thing about being in the WWE is you got to be able to tell stories, like you just said. I mean, having moves is cool, but the WWE's got, I mean, the WWE's going to look at that and they're going to say, okay, you guys have some cool moves, but what else do you have to offer? You know, what is going to make people pay to see you? What make people pay to see you get your ass kicked? Who does that sound like, guys? Who pays, who's the one main guy in the WWE right now that makes people pay money to see him or makes people pay money to see him get his ass kicked? I'll give you one guess. You can't see me. You already know. Dolly, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man? What's up?
Nothing much. Just came from a crazy 2 days.
Oh, you got that right, man. I had a crazy 2 days of work. I finally got a day off tomorrow to enjoy the network.
Yeah, at least you can.
Well, how you got it? Did you subscribe? I mean,
I probably won't even get it until like maybe within this coming month.
Oh, it's cool. It's all good. I mean, we got nothing but time. I mean, they're still working all the bugs out of still early, so.
Right.
I mean, me personally, you know, I need something to watch. You know, I've been looking for it since before, you know, since the first started getting talking. Almost a couple years ago, so I was kind of impatient. So now, as far as I'm concerned, I give it a solid. With all the content, all the stuff that I can access, including what I just seen earlier with the first ever, you know, live stream pro wrestling event, the NXT Arrival Show, I got to give it a solid 8-. I mean, because that was pretty fucking fun.
That was good. And get to see stuff from the past and. At least these people today that need to learn, like, you know, wrestling from the past as well.
Yeah.
So that's one
really
good thing about it.
You got to see what went on, you know, before all this happened, before what we have today. You got to see all that. And not to mention, it's so cool, you know, because you can watch it literally from anywhere. I can watch it on my iPod. I can watch it on my laptop, I can watch it on my phone, I can watch it on my television. It's just, I mean, as soon as I got off work today and I got in my car, the first thing I picked up was my phone. And guess what I went to? The WWE Network. Yeah. But
I would have done the same.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. After a hard day of moving packages back and forth, I figured I need to. You know, I need to do it. But, on some, you know, more, you know, serious shit, I'm sure you heard about the passing of Big Daddy V this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and,
Big Daddy V, oh, man, he was supposed to do this show this month, too, that I might be going to, and I know it's kind of sucks, and I know they're probably going to plan something big from down in Indiana if people from that area, so Heroes and Legends of Wrestling, 3, it'll be, I think, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. More information, if you want to check that out, just look for me on Facebook, and I can give you the information for that. But, just from a guy that's been, like, former King of the Ring winner.
Yeah.
Just made a name for himself as well. Just sucks that somebody died, you know, this early.
And he was only 43. I mean, fortunately, you know, I was able to add his wife on Facebook. You know, she was very sweet on it. But, I mean, because I sent her my condolences. You know, I posted something. You know, I can tag her in a post. You know, I tried to give her as much, you know, love as I could. You know, I mean, it's just a couple gifts and everything.
Right.
But, I think I saw something kind of disturbing on her Facebook. And I think I'm going to try to reach out to see if I can find it on her page right now. Because I think she's blaming the WWE for the loss of her husband. So I can already, you know, see a lot of holes in her argument. I understand she's upset, you know what I mean? But I don't think it's How can you blame the WWE? I mean, it's not their fault. I mean,
right.
They didn't kill him. Where's that?
You're right.
Where's that? It's here somewhere. I mean, just God bless her soul. I mean, I know she's going through a lot, and I can tell that she's really upset. I mean, cause I know we all say, we say a lot of things out of anger, and she said she said something like they have not acknowledged his death at all. All they care about is making money and stuff like that. And honestly, when I read that part, the first thing I'm thinking about is, well, duh, they're a business. But the reason I didn't really call her out on it or anything like that, because you gotta take some time. I mean, she's upset. She just went through a life changing experience. She just lost the love of her life. There's really enough time or the person to be arguing with about, little shit like smart mark and shit like that.
I guess there was something that was said, because you had posted, like, his wife's Facebook page out and, like her, support her, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were some of the things that some people had said was, like, I guess because she had a status of it, just, like, we don't want no people being, like, negative towards his passing and stuff like that. And I guess there were some people that was just being rude about it. Just like, why?
Seriously?
Yeah. You may not be a big fan of his guy or not be a fan of his at all, but just like, at least show some respect.
I mean, goddamn, dude, I'm going to make this comparison again because I made it so many times. I'm not a big fan of Justin Bieber, okay? Do you see me shitting on him? No.
Nope.
Do you see me pissing on him? No. Do you see me making fun of him? Do you see me calling him talentless, worthless piece of crap, laughing when he gets in trouble? No. That's just no fucking different than the same people who show the same hate to John Cena. I don't give a fuck who is offended by it. If you're listening, I don't give a shit. It's the fucking truth. The second, if you cannot sit there and make fun of somebody like Justin Bieber and at the same time get mad at a smart mark for pissing on John Cena, because it's almost the same fucking thing. You're making yourself look like a hypocrite.
Very true. Very true.
Hashtag pipe bomb, I just dropped on your ass. Yeah. Don't like it, fucking tweet.
And we know it won't be the last.
It won't be the first time, won't be the last. Yeah, I'm going to be fine. I'm just going to be fine. Let's think about it. I mean, because smart marks are the same way as Justin Bieber haters. They wait for the slightest bit of fuck-up that he does, and then they basically get excited over every little piece of bad information that gets out about him. They're like,
exactly.
Oh, he fucked up. Why did you get to now?
Exactly. Like, check this out. Somebody had put down, I guess not that long ago, like, I miss old TNA, not just Impact Wrestling. I would like to thank Hogan for destroying TNA before he left and went back to WWE.
Well, I can't necessarily say he didn't destroy TNA. Well, he didn't completely destroy TNA.
I'm about to say it wasn't like it was all him or anything like that.
I mean,
this is like,
I'm,
you know, they got higher ups just to say, he probably just threw ideas and just like, let's try this, let's try that. And they probably just say, yeah, and just went with it.
They were just yes men, a bunch of fucking yes men saying, Hogan, they said, because he's Hulk Hogan, the legend, and all this shit, they just went on and said, hey, sure, yeah, we'll do it. Oh, that's cool. Okay, we'll try that. He knows what he's talking about. But I'm sure they've had, at some point, they had to have heard something from Hulk Hogan and thought to themselves, dude, are you fucking serious? How the fuck would that work?
Right.
Oh,
it's just it's just like what they're doing now. I know they're trying to repair from the so-called damage what's been done, and right now, from what I'm seeing, they're doing a pretty good job so far.
Thank God, I hope so.
My thing is, this is like, they have more like women's wrestling. They brought in, of course, not only they brought in Lady Tappa, but this Amazon woman, just big, is just like a house. Like, wow. So, yeah, they bringing some people in, and just one of those things, just like, wow, I didn't think they was going to make all these moves and stuff. But they did.
Yeah. Well, as far as this show is concerned, you know what I've been thinking?
What's that?
You know who John Glick is, right?
Wait, who?
WWE's biggest fan.
Oh, that used to be a fan?
The guy used to be at WWE shows all the time in the front row with a white coat.
Yeah.
So he's a good friend of mine, right?
Right.
So what I want to ask him to be a guest on this show, you know, because I got his digits. You know, I can talk to him anytime I want to. He's a good guy, a good friend. Like, guy's like one of my brothers.
You want me to get that guy as a guest? That what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I gotta convince him.
Hey, good luck with that.
You know Quan Chang also, right? My veteran buddy Quan Chang. I just showed him what Cassandra put on her Facebook, and he responded. She comes off as and look at his watch.
Some people.
Well, honestly, Quan, he's a veteran, and he's not, you know, he knows what he's talking about. He's not, you know, some 15-year-old schmuck behind a computer, you know what I mean?
So, right, exactly. Exactly. It's just like the group that he was in, where we were both in, and it was just, they was just all saying, like, oh, they hate this, they hate that, they hate John Cena, they don't like this, and they don't like that. I'm like, why? Half of them couldn't even come up with an answer. All they do is just, like, calling people names and stuff, and that was it. Like,
and then I'll tell you what. Here's the biggest thing. Here's their favorite excuse of all time right now, so they won't have to say anything else. It's freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want. It's my opinion.
Yep, that was one of the things they were saying, too. It's just like, yeah, you can say what you want, but you know you got to back it up, too.
Let me tell you something. If I'm going to Monday Night Raw on March 10th, right? That's in a couple of weeks. So let me tell you something. I see one of these motherfuckers at that show, and they try that shit on me. I'm be like, let me tell you something, you little shit. Freedom of speech is not going to work on me. You're not hiding behind the internet anymore, okay? We're talking face-to-face, okay?
Right.
So if I wanted to, I could wrap my hands around your neck and force a logical opinion right at you.
Right, because my thing is like, when I was at the show on Tuesday for SmackDown, it was like, they were just saying, let's go Cena, Cena sucks. I'm just thinking, like, one, he's not there, and two, it's getting old. And I end up shouting and saying, this is getting old. Come with something original. And, like, everybody got quiet after that.
Damn. I know, right? Isn't that just beautiful when you can shut half of a 15,000-pack arena up? When they say something stupid.
Yeah, just after that, it just ended up being quiet. I'm like, job well done.
Exactly.
Mission complete. Or something like that.
I think the same thing, like, when I fucking went to Raw, you know, you remember when old school Raw, last year's old school Raw was in Buffalo, right?
Right.
And, of course, I was on front row. So some guys, a few guys behind me were chanting, Cena sucks, Cena sucks, Cena sucks, you can't wrestle. And I'm like, well, get your ass in the ring then, fuckface. Let's see you do a better job.
Cricket. I think half the people that are always just given by some of these wrestlers crap is like, you train, you go in the ring, you see what they go through. And it's like, if you think these people couldn't wrestle, they wouldn't have them on the roster in the first place.
Look, here's the thing. Here's what Triple H said. He made a very good point. A very, very good point. It's focused on the IWC logic perspective. You know how we say all the time there is a difference between being a good wrestler and being a good worker?
Mm-hmm.
I learned that, you know, from Quan Chang, you know, because he knows about that. You know, he's in the business, you know, and I get that. If I ever get to the with more of the performance portion of the business, you know, I'm going to understand that. I'm going to be more of a performer instead of a, you know, a wrestler. You know, you got to, it's part of it. So that's how you get over it. Here's where he's at.
Or just like what some people do is just like mix it up. Be like both a good worker and a good wrestler.
Bret Hart was.
I think like.
He made it to leave.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He said, straight from the horse's mouth, Triple H, main player of hiring talent, hiring and WWE creative, that's in parentheses, shoots straight at WWE NXT conference about, call about what independent wrestlers need to learn to make it to the WWE. Those whose goal is WWE, listen up and apply. He said, the moves are great, but the biggest thing they need to learn is telling stories. He said, slowing down and letting people digest stuff is important. He talked about using killer moves as transaction spots as being an issue, and damn, he is right. Learning the art of storytelling is the most important thing. And I quote.
I think the only thing that's, that I think, like, one of the things that I know, like, they have so many, like smaller guys, as they claim, they say, but, you know, it's just like Daniel Bryan, for example, like 5'7", 5'8", and like,
oh, you know,
like 5'10", or something like that, but I'm saying, he's a short guy, and it's like, he's over. Like, I know every time everybody go to when he's, like, out there, everybody cheers him, and like,
yeah.
And like, from the show on SmackDown, they was going loud for him, too. It's just one of those things that is like, don't underestimate some of the talent you have and just try to push them and see what it is. But at the same time, you're going to have those same people that cheer them that's going to like, oh, they push them too much. They put them up there too much. And then they're going to end up getting sick of them. Yeah, I just can't stand that.
Let's end it on this note right now. As far as the WWE's WrestleMania plans are concerned, I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is it's a big show. It's going to be their first ever huge pay-per-view broadcast on the WWE Network. I'm going to be watching. I'm trying to plan a party right now with friends. I'm going to use my subscription to show up. We're all going to watch WrestleMania on my new HGTV, by the way. And I hope the WWE does something because the fans are shitting all over the place, so they are not fucking happy. I fucking don't like wrestling fans, but at the same time, they might be right. Like, but anyway.
Very true.
With that being said, we have 10 seconds left. I want to thank you for calling in, man. Thank you for
everybody
who's listening. Enjoy the WWE Network, everybody. See you.
Peace out, everyone.
Later.